program produced for Wave Farm.
Hi, I'm Joe Stefano from Athens, New York, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Ekra.
Find out where the music takes Snarky Puppy and the Metropole Orchestra on the next Deep Threes as they join forces to perform music about the forest. Plus the sounds of Crystal Palace, Errol Fjord, Zero Cult, Hodge, and the Righteous Girls. Deep Threes. Music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable. All the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Shemidis of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Masaro Makati is reporting for the Times Union. Columbia County has added a translation function to its website following months of persistent advocacy by the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Brian McCormick, executive director of CCSM, said, and I quote, "The general issue for our community is that they don't have equal access to services, not only because of immigration status, but specifically because of language access," end quote. According to a review by the Times Union, the only other counties in the capital region with translation functions on their websites are Albany and Schenectady. The function allows content to be translated into more than 100 languages and is powered by Google Translate. McCormick said that with the implementation of the Green Light Law, undocumented immigrants can now obtain driver's license, making the gap between those with and without access to information and communication more pronounced countywide. Many Department of Motor Vehicle Services have shifted online during the coronavirus pandemic, leaving residents on their own. Previously, sanctuary volunteers provided in-person interpretation at the Warren Street DMV. McCormick said, and I quote, "It's really denying equal access to that information and road safety for not only undocumented applicants, but also everybody else on the road," end quote. The translation function has not only given county residents equal access to information, it has also allowed for a more efficient workflow in the county clerk's office. Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner said there have been fewer missed appointments and confusion about services or documents required in the short time since the translation function has been added. The sanctuary movement is continuing to work, planning to take its language justice campaign to other institutions in Columbia County, especially law enforcement. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting American Airlines will not return to New York Stewart International Airport. The airline suspended its flights in October as it awaited aid from the Federal Payroll Support Program, but the company has determined service to and from Stewart Airport was not, and I quote, "financially viable for the foreseeable future," end quote. Spokesman Brian Metham said for that reason, American will not be returning to Stewart, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, or New Haven, Connecticut. Metham said the decision to terminate the service was difficult. American Airlines was the first commercial carrier to provide regularly scheduled service to Stewart in April 1990. When American began its commercial runs from Stewart, it operated routes to Chicago and Raleigh-Durham. In the following years, both of those routes were terminated. When American merged with U.S. Airways, it continued the Stewart to Philadelphia route until the COVID-19 pandemic crippled the travel industry early in 2020. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper, the Ancrumtown Board, November 19th, the same night it voted unanimously to solarize Ancrum, considered a request from the Copag Town Board to support a resolution detailing its opposition to the construction of Hegates Energy's Shepherd's Run solar project in Caryville. Ancrum's Zoning Revisions Committee member Steve Oliha objected to specific language in the resolution. He said the statement, and I quote, "The installation of Shepherd's Run would destroy the property value of homes situated adjacent to the installation," end quote, is not accurate. He said, and I quote, "We've got to do something. Whatever we do is going to cause somebody pain, but we need to accept some pain for doing the right thing for the broader community," end quote. Board member Bonnie Hunt said, and I quote, "We have to support COPEC," end quote. "The developers are," and I quote, "putting it on prime farmland. I think it's too big," end quote. Board member Madeline Israel agreed, calling the project, and I quote, "massive," end quote. As a compromise, Ancrum Supervisor Art Basin proposed the board only adopt the portion of the resolution calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo, the state Senate, and the state assembly, and I quote, "to adopt legislation that would meet the challenges of climate change without violating home rule and local zoning powers, and which would more fairly distribute the responsibility of confronting climate change among all communities throughout the state instead of placing the entire burden on small rural communities," end quote. The board voted unanimously in favor of the amended resolution. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around 31. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 50 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 34. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sarah of Montreal, Quebec. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio. Autechre released two albums in late 2020, Sign and Plus, and here is 7FMIC from Plus. Thank you.
number
10,
number
9,
number
8,
number
7,
number
6,
number
5,
number
4,
number
3,
number
2,
number
1.
Here's a 2020 release from Jim O'Rourke. The album's called Shutting Down Here. That was the album Shutting Down Here from Jim O'Rourke, a 2020 release.
Number 9, number 8, number 7, number 6, number 5, number 4, number 3, number 2, number 1.
So we're losing physical proximity, obviously, through computer technology. Anything else?
I think we're losing intimacy. You can only love somebody that you know well. The average father in the U.S. spends less than 30 seconds communicating with his own children.
So we're losing physical communities. Anything else?
Anonymity, particularly in cyberspace, where you feel like you can get away with almost anything, from the family on up to the nation state.
So we're losing chat rooms and online salons and communication. Anything else?
Well, the capacity for self-deception, or what we might call interest groups. And I don't think those are communities.
So we're losing what the internet is promoting, cyber libertarianism. Anything else?
I think that the internet does promote sitting alone instantly, becoming absolute to reality. Do you have a grasp of reality? The way things really are in the world is deadly. We need to spend as much time seeking all other ways of knowing.
So we're losing physical wisdom. Anything else?
I think our relationships are weaker, and I think the search for God is important, and I think ultimate reality still is important in the world today. And I think the best past that gives us some light on the future is that we are so connected to the continuity with the significant technologies around where we eat. It's very interesting where we come together, where we take our time. That's the way it's going to be, and we're going to get to know one another again. And in fact, I think life is a big mistake. I put intimacy with God in the discussion so he can protect people who feel that they love one another because we're not looking at reality. That's the way it's going to be. Especially those things that were funny.
So we're losing computer technology. Anything else?
Number 8.
Here is USA as a Monster with their 2020 release, Permaculture's Promise.
It does not need to be that far away. The cloud land and the waters that will clear the streets. Permaculture's promise and the rivers of hope. City lights shimmer. I'd love to see the farthest stars, but I don't want. Seattle said, like a salve on swollen heads. Permaculture's promise and the rivers of hope. The past is long gone. Thank you. right beneath the tire. Out of this life, I'll see you again. Feathers explode right upon the gray road. Out of the wind, I'll see you again. Sorry, small one, nothing happened, my son. Blessing the rain, see you again.
Thank you.